Hello, you're welcome to Victor and Not Victim. Olufunlola Favor and Jeremy is my name and I'm your host on this channel. Okay, today I have a very interesting topic to discuss with you, but before we dive into it, I'd like to know, have you done your genotype testing? This is serious. Like for me, this is serious. It's a big deal. Please, if you haven't, get yourself tested. Know your genotype. Know your genotype. It will help for decisions. Please know your genotype. Okay, today's episode, I titled it How I Wanted My Daughters to End My Life. And I'm not joking. I'm serious. I actually, at a point, wanted my daughters to end my life. It is about depression, dealing with depression and sickle cell disease. Do you know that the prevalence of depression in sickle cell carriers is high compared to LD individuals or just the general populace? Several research has reported that, both local and international research has reported that people with sickle cell disorders are usually very prone to depression. It's been reported that sickle cell carriers with more frequent vaso-occlusive crises, what I mean by vaso-occlusive crisis for the layman is just the painful episodes. So they are usually very prone to depression. Depression is a thing, really. It's a thing amidst individuals with sickle cell disorders. Not because we don't have faith. Not because of lack of faith. Don't be quick to judge anybody. You don't know what the pain level is. You don't got something pain score. You don't know what their pain score is. You don't know what is going on in their mind. You really, let's not be prone to judging people. So let's get down to my story. It was an episode of crisis, actually, and it was very severe. Very, very severe. I never experienced that level of crisis before in the past, before that episode. So it was very serious. I was admitted. I was at the emergency unit of an hospital and I had to call a doctor to come. He actually thought I wanted to say something, maybe something really serious. It was serious for me, but the doctor was like, you can't be serious about this. And I just said, come, bring your head down to me, to my bed. And he's a very young and charming doctor, actually. So he listened and brought his head. I was like, can you help me? He was like, we are helping you already. We are helping you get better by giving you IV fluids, by giving you analgesics to calm down the pain. I said, no, that is not it. The analgesics are not just working. I just need something fast. I need something. Just help me end my life. You don't have anything that you can just inject me and just let me go and rest peacefully. And it was like, Anjori, did you just say that? I said, I'm not joking. I mean it. And that is what I want. He said, no, we don't do that here. We can only pray for you. We can only assist you with all the medical things we have to help you get better. I've spoken with a lot of sickle cell carriers out there and I discovered that it's not a one person's war, really. it's a war going on between in the heart of almost everybody. There are down moments where you feel like you have lost all the faith and you can't just say a word of prayer for yourself. There are down moments when you feel betrayed by God and you feel like, I've had scenarios when I actually was literally getting offended in my parents on the hospital bed, and I feel like, why would they do this to me? This is so unbearable for anybody. So I got to hear a story about a particular, and I was so touched by it, and that really got me to reading a lot of things. And I discovered that a lot of research has been done on this, and they have all of them have come to a conclusion, almost a similar conclusion, that depression, the rate of depression is higher for people that are battling with severe pain. Example of such chronic disease with severe pain, maybe cancer, the last stage of cancer. So it's not only sickle cell disorder that have some extreme pain. So, but now I'm majoring on sickle cell disorder, individuals with sickle cell disorder. So I heard about the story of this boy, just 8 years old. The parents were not around and he just couldn't stay to fight. He just couldn't imagine a life where you are fine and you are all watching a movie with your family and your friends and everything is beautiful. And the next moment you are down and you are the only one in your world groaning in pain that, I mean, a level of pain that you can't even explain to anyone. You know, it's such a serious thing. But if you're out there, the purpose of this episode is, if you're out there, I want you to know that you're not alone. We all have periods of pain, but you have to do something. You have to be encouraged. You have to see beyond the limitation of this frequent crisis. You have to see beyond the pain. You have to, I mean, just like I titled last week's episode, you have to look beyond it. There are bigger things. There are bigger deals beyond the pain. The pain is just to make you stronger. You know, living a life with sickle cell anemia has made me see how every moment should be treasured. You may want to really embrace that principle. It has been a principle of my moments that I'm able to stay and spend with my friends and see a movie with them. They say I love seeing movies. Let's go to the cinema. It's a treasured moment for me because you never know. It's not as if you lack faith, but you never know when that moment of seeing a movie with your friend will suddenly change into a period of pain and groanings. But it has taught me one thing. If there is anything I want you to take from this episode, is that there are no limitations. It's all a mindset. There are no limitations in life. It's just that which you put in your mind. There are no limitations. Having sickle cell disorder, having any other disease or anything, going through anything in life is not a limitation. It is to make you stronger. It is that which we make limits in our hearts that actually become limits for us. There are no limitations really in life. It's a mindset, and I want you really to be encouraged. So on today's fat board, we need to understand that the morbidity, the frequency of crisis, the degree of anemia, and the organ systems involved vary considerably from individual to individual, to individuals living with sickle cell disorder. So why is this information important to friends, to caregivers, to parents, to colleagues, and everyone who have just cousins or anyone around you? Don't compare any child. I saw a scenario. I work in an hospital setting, so I get to see some things of a caregiver literally nagging an individual with sickle cell. She assisted the individual to the hospital. Then I was hearing a lot of ranting on her, like she's just exaggerating a lot of things. It's not that difficult. And I'm like, you are looking healthy. I'm not sure you asked. In my mind, I didn't confront, but in my mind, I was like, you don't even know what this person is going through. Like, she has to sit for hours to wait to see doctors and in pain. What I'm trying to say is, don't compare any child to another. Just show love. Just show care. Just pray. Pray for them and believe God for them. Till you hear from me again, thank you so much. I do not take this for granted. Thank you for the opportunity to share my story with you. Olufumilola Favor Anjami is my name once again. Take care. Bye-bye.